To download the full course, visit advancedenglish.net. Class 1. Language focus and homework. Grammar. Different ways of using emphasis in English. Number 1. Hello once again. I'd like you to listen to something I said today in the listening exercise. I said, conflict does have a habit of emerging at any moment. I repeat, conflict does have a habit of emerging at any moment. Now, can any of you think of something strange about that sentence? Conflict does have a habit of emerging at any moment. Well, what's strange is that it's technically incorrect grammatically, because I've used the auxiliary verb in affirmative. Normally, it's only in negative and interrogative. However, as in this example, you can use it in English to add emphasis in the affirmative. We usually use do or does in the affirmative when we want to contradict something that is normally believed or something that somebody has said. For example, imagine a couple, Patricia and Jim, and Patricia is one of those annoying, dominating wives who speaks for her husband. Jim is offered a drink at a party, and Patricia says, no, 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 he doesn't want another one. And Jim, who decides to grow a pair of balls, says, no, 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 my wife is mistaken. I do want a drink. That's the use of do in the affirmative, and he's contradicting what she said. Number 2. So that was our first unusual way of adding emphasis in English. Our second is to use the present continuous to express anger. Imagine that later, Jim and his wife are arguing about the incident. Jim will turn to his wife and say, you're always interfering in my conversations. Now, again, this breaks the rules. He's using the continuous to talk about something in general. This is a common way of accusing or being annoyed with someone. You use the continuous plus an adverb. Number 3. Our final way to add emphasis in English is to use the passive. The nature of the passive is to switch focus from the subject to the object. This is perfect when you want to emphasize an object. Imagine you are a teacher and you notice a student doing the homework he should have done in the week in your class. You would say, homework is supposed to be done before class, not during class. What you're doing is removing the normal subject, the student, and stressing homework as the subject. Homework is supposed to be done before class, not during class. Right, there's a simple exercise in the Language Focus ebook which accompanies this course, which allows you to reinforce this little grammar point. Your main homework, however, is longer, and is the most important aspect of this course, the addition of 1,000 advanced words to your vocabulary. Don't worry, you don't have to add them all this session, but you have to do 100. That means you must do, before the next class, units 101 to 105. Okay, your main homework is to learn the words in units 101 to 105. Okay, thanks very much. I'll see you next week.